Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is VOI with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Prabowo Subianto proposes Papua New Guinea as ASEAN member. Indonesia and Laos discuss efforts to boost trade sector. Now, the news in detail. Indonesia proposes Papua New Guinea be considered to join ASEAN. The proposal was submitted by President Prabowo Subianto at the 46th ASEAN Summit in Malaysia. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto proposed considering Papua New Guinea's membership as an ASEAN member. Foreign Minister Sugiono, who accompanied the President when attending the 46th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, said that the proposal was submitted by President Prabowo in the plenary session of the ASEAN Summit Monday.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto proposed considering Papua New Guinea's membership as an ASEAN member. Foreign Minister Sugiono, who accompanied the President when attending the 46th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, said that the proposal was submitted by President Prabowo in the plenary session of the ASEAN Summit Monday.
Presiden Prabowo mengusulkan untuk mempertimbangkan.
Presiden Prabowo propose considering membership for Papua New Guinea, as also conveyed Papua New Guinea, which has applied to become a member of ASEAN since 2018, if I'm not mistaken. The letter was sent, and then earlier Mr. Prabowo also conveyed in his intervention. Foreign Minister Sugiono also explained in the plenary session of the summit, leaders of ASEAN member countries agreed that Timor-Leste will become a permanent member of ASEAN. Politically, we all agree to accept Timor-Leste, and it is expected that at the 47th ASEAN Summit, Timor-Leste will officially become a permanent member, a full member of ASEAN. The Minister of Foreign Affairs added that since 2004, Timor-Leste has been in the process of accession as a member of ASEAN.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs added that since 2004, Timor-Leste has been in the process of accession as a member of ASEAN. On the sidelines of the 46th ASEAN Summit, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Laos People, Democratic Republic, Soneksai Sifandon. The meeting took place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Monday, May 26. This meeting served as an important moment for both leaders to strengthen bilateral ties and enhance cooperation in various strategic sectors. President Prabowo emphasized that the relationship between Indonesia and Lao People's Democratic Republic has been very strong over the years. However, he noted that more concrete efforts are needed to increase the trade volume between the two countries.
Our relations actually has been for many years very, very good, but we have to admit the trade between our countries are a bit declining. So let us look for ways how we can intensify and strengthen this trade. We have many products that actually we can work together, minerals, agriculture and fertilizer. We are willing, I think we are increasing our capacity, and I think we would like to work together.
Meanwhile, on regional security issues, President Prabowo highlighted the importance of cooperation in fighting transnational crimes, including drug trafficking, human trafficking, online fraud, and illegal gambling. The meeting was held in a warm and constructive atmosphere. And as Asian member states, both Indonesia and Lao People's Democratic Republic share a common vision for a peaceful, inclusive, and prosperous region. Indonesia hopes that the series of the 46th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, will not only consist of meetings, but can be followed up to concrete cooperation that can improve partnerships between ASEAN members. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono revealed it on sidelines of the summit Monday.
Kita semua ada dalam satu posisi ya, karena diharapkan apa yang jadi.
We are all in a position where we hope that these meetings are not just meetings without follow-up, without anything concrete. But what we hope for is how cooperation between regions can improve the economy of each country in the region. There is a closer intensity of cooperation.
The 46th ASEAN Summit was held for 2 days on 26th to 27th May, theme, inclusivity and sustainability. In addition to the plenary and retreat sessions, the summit series was also filled with a number of meetings, including the 16th Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, East ASEAN Growth Area Summit, the 2nd ASEAN Gulf Cooperation Council, the ASEAN GCC China Summit, and the 16th Indonesia Malaysia Thailand Growth Triangle Summit. Team Leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of United Nations Development Program Indonesia, Areta Aprilia, Tuesday, 27th of May 2025, stated that Indonesia played an important role in the development of blue carbon, especially among ASEAN member countries. With its rich blue carbon ecosystem, Indonesia has been chosen to become host and primary implementing country of blue carbon initiatives launched by ASEAN, Japan, and UNDP. She said that initiative is also closely aligned with Indonesia's own development priorities, particularly those related to climate mitigation and ocean sustainability. With such active engagement, Indonesia is hoped to be able to share experiences with regional countries.
Indonesia supports the integration of blue carbon values into the national and regional policy frameworks. And this project itself also aims to strengthen the technical capacity in carbon stock assessment, financing readiness, and science-based decision-making. Those are the areas where Indonesia is very actively engaged. So, Mas Rey, we really believe that Indonesia, alongside with these countries, could share experiences and also lessons learned for collective learning across ASEAN.
ASEAN, the government of Japan, and UNDP officially launched the ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Project in Jakarta, funded by the government of Japan and implemented by UNDP Indonesia in coordination with the ASEAN Coordinating Task Force on Blue Economy. The ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Projects is aligned with the objectives of the ASEAN Blue Economy Framework. The project aims to strengthen technical capacity to assess carbon stocks, develop robust blue carbon profiles, and integrate blue carbon strategies into national and regional systems development plans across ASEAN and Timor-Leste. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, officially opened the Indonesian Maritime Week 2025, theme ASEAN's Maritime Leadership, Connectivity, Sustainability, and Digitalization, at the Jakarta Convention Center on Monday, May 26. In his speech, the minister said that maritime space plays a major role in shaping Indonesia's future. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, said in his speech that Indonesia's future depends on its ability to manage and transform its maritime areas in a sustainable way.
Indonesia's future depends on how effectively we manage and transform our maritime space. This includes how we invest in resilient port infrastructure, shift toward low-carbon shipping, secure our sea lanes, preserve marine biodiversity, and train the next generation of seafarers and maritime professionals. It also means deepening our cooperation with the international community to keep the global maritime domain peaceful, open, and sustainable.
He also emphasized that Indonesia's commitment to developing green ports, low-carbon shipping technology, and renewable ocean energy deserve recognition. The minister further highlighted Indonesia's proactive step in establishing the Blue Financing Facility with international partners as a concrete example of sustainable investment in the maritime sector. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, highlighted that Indonesia is strengthening its digital transformation efforts through telecom industry consolidation. Ofra has the details.
Telecommunication sector consolidation in Indonesia is not just a business strategy. It is a key step in strengthening the foundations of digital transformations and ensuring equal access to public services. Minister of Communications and Digital Mutia Hafid emphasized that improving the industry through consolidations among mobile service providers will help the government implement its priority programs more effectively. In a statement on Monday in Jakarta, she stated that the government welcomes this step because it is considered beneficial for the country. Indonesia is currently going through a consolidation in the telecom industry because we see it as something good for the country. From the beginning, our principle has been to support this process. We believe that consolidation also means improving the health of the telecommunication sector in the country. Mutia Hafid also stated that the Minister of Communication and Digital is open to collaboration with all stakeholders, including mobile service providers, to support the digitalizations of key sectors such as MSMEs, the Merah Putih cooperatives, and the expansions of digital infrastructure in underdeveloped regions.
The Indonesian national football team began their training camp at the Bali United Training Center, Pantai Purnama, Gianyar, Bali, on Monday, May 26. Head coach Patrick Kluivert explained that the first day of training focused on helping the players recover physically and rebuilding the team chemistry after being apart for some time. He also said that the seaside location in Gianyar is a great place to create a positive training atmosphere.
The first training that we do now, this is to get everything out, the tiredness of the players. This is, to get each other, to know each other a little bit more because they've been away a long time. Just to give the feeling back that we're going to do something important here in Indonesia.
A total of 22 out of 32 players called up by coach Patrick Kluivert joined the first training session. This training camp is part of the team's preparation for the 2026 World Cup qualifiers against China and Japan. Coach Patrick Kluivert said that the upcoming sessions will focus on passing and finishing. However, he said the most important thing is that every player understands their role and what they need to do on the field. Now, a commentary from Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Indonesia is one of the countries that plays a role in improving the world's climate with the existence of coastal forests and other forests for the absorption of world carbon. Indonesia has the second longest coastline and the eighth largest forest with various habitats in the world. Therefore, Indonesia's blue carbon program has also attracted world attention. The term blue carbon itself is used to describe carbon that is absorbed, stored, and released by coastal and marine ecosystems. Coastal and marine ecosystems are closely related to mangrove forests, seagrass meadows, and brackish water swamps that contribute to the absorption and storage of carbon dioxide. In 2024, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, together with other government agencies, micro, small, and medium enterprises, and local governments, simultaneously planted mangroves until the end of the year. This is one of efforts to accelerate mangrove rehabilitation, which is targeted to reach a total of 600,000 hectares. Massive mangrove planting is also part of Indonesia's commitment to the world to reduce emissions using the forestry sector through the Forest and Land Use Program Scheme or Indonesia's Forestry and Other Land Use, FOLU, Net Zero 2030, which is a condition when the land and forest sectors absorb more carbon than they release by 2030. In fact, coastal reforestation and preservation of coastal ecosystems are absolute for Indonesia as an islands or archipelagic country. In several regions and islands, it has been proven that mangrove planting can prevent sea abrasion to coastal land. In addition, it can also prevent interruption and pollution of seawater to land, which will change the structure of freshwater on land. The Blue Carbon Program does require quite a lot of funding. However, this is appropriate considering its benefits for improving the world's climate. It is natural for Indonesia to submit a scheme to the International World for funding for the world's Blue Carbon Program, which is in line with the Indonesian government's program to save the earth and all its contents. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Chol Binary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, Colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called Colenak but Peyem Digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, Colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Deep. Enjoy, listener. Today's Music Corner presents a song from an Indonesian popular group, Malik and the Essentials. Malik and the Essentials, which was formed on May 15, 2002, has current members Angga Puradireja on the vocal, Indah on the vocal, Ilman on the keyboards and piano, Jawa on the bass, Lale on the guitar, and Widi on the drums. The Indonesian music group released a song entitled Aduh on November 24, 2023. The song tells about a deep love. Aduh is an Indonesian exclamation word meaning more or less wow or OMG. The song, with a duration of about 4 minutes, has romantic lyrics. The beat of the song also matches the lyrics, which makes the groove of the song fun to enjoy anytime. Uniquely, before being released on all streaming platforms in Indonesia, the song first went viral on the social media platform TikTok. From November 10 to the 24th at 8 a.m., there have been more than 35,000 videos using 30 seconds of the song Aduh. Well, let's enjoy the song by Malik and the Essentials, Aduh. So let's check this one out.
Jantungku berdegup tenang, aliran darah mengalir kencang. Isi pikiran halu melayang, harummu bikin mabuk kebayang.
Dari sini akal sehat hilang, ingin terbang takut ketinggian. Ingin dekat aduh menyenangkan, perasaan hati ingin bilang.
Surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin.
Bilang kalau nanti kangen, diam-diam aku pasti kangen.
Mau bilang takut tambah kangen, makin hari makin ingin bilang.
Surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin.
Mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra,
kita bikin
sampai
mesra.
Tubuh panas hati,
hati dingin.
Of India.
Listen.
Kuliner West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika Cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell, but it is this heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and teak wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Moving back to Colorado, it's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hope to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. Had a heart attack, yada yada. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple U-turns. You were it till you weren't. High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta. Had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to silent fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, an elaborate saga. I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Got a group assignment, I'll be in Val's place. You don't text at all and only call when you're off your face. I'm petty and say call me when you're not unstable. I lie and tell you I'll be getting drunk every chance. I wasn't, she doesn't even drink, but I couldn't have you sit there and think that you're better. Cause you're older, are you better now that we're older? High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta. Had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to silent fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, a comedy drama. I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Natasha's moving to New York. Sometime in August, and I'm spending the summer in Singapore. I'm so sad I can't tell you shit anymore. I made friends with Abby this year. We're moving in March or so. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go. Thanks to your mama, now we're through. Could've ended different.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersama menjalani kasih sayang, bahagia ku denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in the Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. In the borderline, the Sungkum Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkum Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkum Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkum Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balap mit balai cetangan ku na dat na baca na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nuk suk nuk moi mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cok laja cok nyama cok tuat cok aja kelek aja sina aja belana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat baca bukunai cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup buku tai buku na mate cio masih abi hu me abi ut ngu tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak manuk cio gudak gudak sangu gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cio gudak Jepang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua nuk adat nuk bahasa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk da budet da de nuk ti lah
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong district, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is seen as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
The equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stopped and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tuh, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tuh.
Ketabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Listeners, we are now at the end of afternoon's session of Indonesia Today, and I am hoping that you are content with all the latest news, informations, and also great music that we bring for you from Indonesia to the world. And of course, after this, I'll be playing you a song that makes me feel some type of way. It's called Semenjak Ada Dirimu from Yofi Widianto and Hi-Fi. And of course, I think Semenjak Ada Dirimu, or Since There Was You, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, Since There Was You, VOI listeners, I am more happy now because I get to talk to someone. As you can tell, I think you guys can tell that I like to talk to someone, and now I get to talk with you guys, VOI listeners. So make sure to stay tuned on our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kilohertz to 4755 kilohertz, app RRI Digital, and our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. That's all from me today. I am Unika, tuning off from this session of the day, and please have a good day.
Janji indah yang ku tunggu, semua kini.